至少有点遥远感。
Or at least maybe you feel that it has some distance to you.
但是上帝知道我们的情况。
But God knows our hearts.
所以他用在新约中用三本福音书的开头来介绍耶稣基督的降生。
And so he uses three books of the Bible to introduce the birth of Jesus Christ to us.
从不同的角度来提醒我们的两个含义，就是圣诞节对上帝的含义，还有圣诞节对全人类的含义。
And so in using different points of view, he explains to us what Christmas means both to God and to the people.
目的就是说，已经相信的人呢，可以继续愿意再听。
And so it is the good news both for those who already believe to hear it once again.
传给那些还没有听过的人。
And then to preach it to those who have not yet heard.
同时让正在寻求的人呢，对这个圣诞节的故事变得熟悉起来。
And so that those who are seeking the truth can be familiar with the story of.
或许在将来有一天成为上帝这个大家庭中的一员。
And perhaps one day to be part of the family of God.
我们每个人从不同的地方来。
We have all come from different places.
有从上海来看儿子的。
There are those who came from Shanghai to see their children.
有人从马里兰来看我，但主要是去看迪士尼的人。
And there are those who came from other places to see me, but mostly to come to Disney.
真的。我们都在一同传递上帝这位赐平安的神在耶稣基督里的荣耀。
But truly, we are here to preach the message of Jesus and His glory.
你看圣经中的第一本福音书马太福音是从耶稣的家谱开始的。
The very first gospel that of Matthew starts with the family tree of Jesus.
给我们一个角度，他是犹太人的王，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
And so it says that this is the family line of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
在马太福音结束的时候，他说要在全地做王，万民要跟随他。
And at the end, Matthew ends with the proclamation that Jesus Christ will be king over all the earth, over all the peoples.
第四本福音书约翰福音，却把耶稣基督推向了永恒。
And then in the last gospel, that of John.Begins with eternity.
太初有道，道与神同在，这道就是神。
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God.
在第十四节上，就是我们刚刚诗班所唱的，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the word became flesh, it dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
换句话说，在我们中间安营扎寨的这个圣子。是永恒中的上帝竟然成了我们中间的一位。
And so that the Jesus Christ who lived among us was the eternal God who was walking in the flesh with us. This is a great and wonderful truth.
然后我们今天的路加福音从一个历史的角度按着次序记载耶稣基督的降生。
And today we read from the Gospel of Luke which records according to the historical record.
你注意到第一节我们就开始说那些日子凯撒当时有个皇帝叫亚古斯都下旨来让人们都开始报名上册 censorship。
So in those days Caesar Augustus was the ruler and he issued a decree for all men to be counted.
你可以看得出来他没有停留在犹太人的历史上他开始转向其他的世界尤其是罗马帝国当时世界的中心。
And so, Luke begins with an eye on all of human history, starting with the whole, at the time, the entire known world, the Roman Empire.
就来在天使报佳音刚刚我们读到的路加也特意强调说这个佳音是什么关乎万民的对吗
And when the angels came to preach the good news, he said that this will be for all the people.
而且他在第三章结束的时候记载耶稣基督家谱的时候跟马太福音不一样他没有停在亚伯拉罕
and in the family tree that Luke records he does not stop at Abraham
一直到谁去了亚当是神的儿子
and so he goes all the way up to Adam
换句话说路加在向当时的非犹太人传讲这位耶稣基督的时候他特别提醒罗马帝国的每一个公民，世界上的每一个人。
So that when Luke, when he was writing the gospel story to all of the people, to his audience, he was reminding those in the Roman Empire.
他说：“这个救主降生跟世上活的每一个人都有关系。
”That the birth of this Jesus Christ had is relevant for every person.
为此，我盼望在座的每一位，无论父老乡亲，还是男女老少。穷的富的信的还是没信的
and so those who are sitting with us today regardless of your nationality or your age or your gender or your income.
无论你目前的境遇如何。
No matter what your current circumstance.
你千万不要错过这个优秀的历史学家写这本书的目的。
Please don't miss the fact that this history was written for you.
他一开始这样说，他写给一个高官，他说这些事就是关于耶稣基督的事，我既从头都详细考察了，就定义按的次序写给你们。
That these things that I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you.
他有个目的哈，他说使你知道所学之道都是确实的。
So that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught.
他对我们说，耶稣基督的降生是确实的。
That the birth of Jesus Christ is a certain thing.
我们一同来祈求圣灵在我们中间工作。
So let us now pray for the work of the Spirit of God.
让耶稣基督的降生这件事情在我们中间也变成一个确实的事情。Amen.
That the birth of Jesus Christ can become real to us as well.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你从万民万邦中拣选我们出来。
You have called us out of all.
让我们跟天使一同的来欢唱。
That we can sing with the angels.
确实知道耶稣基督已经降生。
And that we can know that Christ has indeed been born.
不光两千年以前降生，
He has not yet just been born 2,000 years ago.
他借着圣灵不断地在我们这些信靠他的人中间产生果效。
He continues to bear new fruit through the Spirit in us.
让他也可以住在我们中间，阐明他慈爱和圣洁。
So that he can dwell among us and show his holiness and his love.
主，帮助我们把耶稣基督降生的这个真实历史带入我们今天的人生。
We ask that you bring the truth of his birth into all of us.
祷告奉那位降生的主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord has been born.
Amen. 换句话说，我们今天要集中在为你们生了救主。
So for unto us a child has been born.
同时他是主基督。
And he is Christ the Lord.
就是刚刚跟罗毅请大家背的那三遍的那个十四节有关的。
And so this was the verse that we recited three times.
因为我认为生了救主为你们生，这是在讲平安归于他所喜悦的人。
For this is the glory to God in the highest and peace among the who he has blessed.
但说他是主基督的时候，他是要来做王的，要掌管全部宇宙的。
For when he comes as Christ, he comes as king to rule over all.
他不光是作为上帝来掌管。
He does not just come as God.
他要借着人，他要成为人以后掌管宇宙万物。
He comes as a human being.
他要体片诗篇第八篇的时候，比天使微小一点的人，将来要治理万有的那个荣耀。
He is the fulfillment of Psalms 8, that you have made him a little lower than the angels, but you have also given him all of creation to rule.
换句话说，我们今天要来宣告上帝和人的双重福音。
So today we are preaching the gospel of God, of God and man.
荣耀唯独归上帝自己。
Glory to God alone.
地上平安归给什么？一切他所喜悦的人。
Peace to those with whom he is pleased.
这是我们非常熟悉的。
This is something we're very familiar with.
我不知道荣耀唯独归给上帝自己对你们有没有什么产生特别的。
I don't know what kind of impression you have for to glory to God in the highest.
如果你第一次走进教会，你一定会感到 odd， 很奇怪。
So if you know all of us perhaps have had the impression of walking into the church for the first time and feeling very odd.
但是对这个教会的人应该不奇怪。
But if you've been in the church for a while, maybe.
我们每一次的唱诗开始，那个就是荣耀归于至高神。
Our church worship begins with singing glory to God in the highest.
是吧？但是我们非常的熟悉，不一定真是我们的心中的所盼和向往。
So maybe even though we go through the motions of singing it, do we truly wish for that in our hearts?
在至高之处，荣耀归于上帝。
Glory to God in the highest.
跟我们诗班唱出来不一样。
And it's the same song that our choir just sang.
我们教会的诗班好不好？非常的棒，我刚数了一下，19个人，差一个就是20个了。
And so, our choir indeed is very talented.
我们一年只有两次有这样的大师班。
And we usually only have such a choir twice a year.
在圣诞节和复活节。
Once at Christmas and once at Easter.
表明这两件是非常重要的事情。
Because these are very important things.
跟福音直接有关，就是他的降生、他的死和复活。
And because his incarnation and then his death and resurrection are the two central pillars of our faith.
其他的时候我们都是小诗班。
Most of the time, it's a very small worship team.
但是很有意思，今天我们如果背那个经文，明白他是谁说的话，你就发现那是另一个诗班，对不对？
And so today when we read these verses, we saw a different choir.
我们通常是诗班往上唱，对不对？
That usually as a choir, we stand before God and we sing to God.
包括我们拍手的时候，并不是拍给诗班的人，是拍给这位值得称颂的上帝的，对不对？
That even when we clap our hands, we clap.
所以我们应该拍手哈。
But for the God who has created all things.
是作为馨香的祭从地往上面去的。
That we are rising up an offering that is pleasing to God.
但是路加福音记载的说，这位传福音的天使和一大群的天使在天上出现，往下唱。
That but the angels appeared, then they appeared and they sang to all humanity.
肯定比所有的那个投影仪加在一起还要大。
And so you know that. And there's so many of them that you couldn't fit them all into
a
single take.
原文里头的这个一大群是多少？
So we don't know what this great multitude was like.
一种猜想是至少上千的，因为他一提到天使，耶稣基督来的时候经常会说，我成千成万的天使，至少是一个营的，就是天使长。
And so we don't know how great this multitude is, but you know, when Jesus spoke of his angels, he says, you know, I have thousands of them, tens of thousands.
所以他们在唱一首什么歌呢？
What song were they?
当然是天上的歌。
They were
singing the song of heaven. 但是是天国的国歌。
This is the national anthem of the kingdom of heaven.
真的，所以这当他们唱的时候，因为天国随着这个王的降生被带来了。
Because the kingdom of God has been inaugurated through the birth of its king.
因此，当天使颂扬的时候，把上帝荣耀在这个微小的婴儿身上体现的时候，就更加充满父神的荣耀。
And that so that their song shows the glory of God that has been shown in this infant.
这个对天使来说，或者对耶稣基督在天上的时候一点不稀奇。
Because glory of God is not something that's a new thing for the people, the citizens of heaven.
因为在上面的时候，他们每天都说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Because in heaven they are constantly calling to one another, holy.
如果你突然走到
holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.
如果你突然走到上帝的指挥所，你会发现，每一个人都能认出谁是这里的头。
Because if you stumbled your way into heaven, it's very obvious who's in charge there.
Okay, 因为他的装束，他的所有的一切都彰显出来。
Because his glory shows in full from heaven.
但是在人间不是这样。
But that not so on earth.
人因为堕落背离神以后呢，我们都不会，甚至没有能力来称颂这位上帝。
Because of sin, we lost the ability and the willingness to give glory to God.
所以在罪在魔鬼的辖制下呢，我们都是活在谎言和欺骗私欲中的人。
We are under the thumb of the devil, living in lies, living in our selfishness.
我们做什么呢？我们通常有意无意的，就是说荣耀归我。
We all
荣耀归我家。
Consciously or subconsciously,
荣耀归中国人。
We want to bring glory to our own house, to ourselves, to our own house, to our own peoples.
上帝在哪里？
Where's God?
但是我们可以几乎想象，当报信的天使向牧羊人揭示的时候。
But we can imagine what it must have been like for the shepherds at the time when
the angels
appeared.
他说：“你们如果去伯利恒，看见那婴儿包着布，卧在马槽里，你要知道他是谁。”
When you go into the city and you see this infant wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger, you must know who he is.
他本是天上那个大王。
He is the king of heaven.
星期五我们中间有个人做了一次大王哈。
And you know, this Friday we had one of you know we had someone play a king on stage.
也许这些牧羊人他们听过旧约的传说。
Perhaps they have heard the proclamations of the Old Testament.
哦，早在六百年以前，耶稣基督降生以前，有一个叫以赛亚的先知说到一件事。
600 years before the birth of Christ, there was a prophet named Isaiah who said this.
说有一婴儿为我们生，有一子赐给我们，政权必戴在他的肩头上。
For unto us a child is born, to us a son has been given, And the government will be on his shoulders.
注意他的名字。
And his name will be.
奇妙测试，全能的上帝，永在的父，和平的君。
Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
换句话说，上帝把他一切的丰盛荣耀都有形有体的住在他的儿子耶稣基督里。
So all of the richness of God's gloriousness is dwelling within the Son of Christ.
这个荣耀从耶稣基督降生作为一个婴孩的时候就开始显现。
And this glory was shown even as Christ was just a baby.
所以天使要向牧羊人知道。
And that is why the angels had to proclaim this to the shepherds.
所以当天使唱完这个荣耀颂之后，升天之后。
And so after they sang this and they left, the shepherds were very touched.
牧羊人也被感染了。
That they were infected with this joy.
他们至少被这一群天军从上面唱被震惊了。
That they were touched from the bottom of their hearts by this heavenly host.
所以他们就去到伯利恒看个究竟。
So they wanted to go to Bethlehem to see what this was about.
所以我们刚刚的第十五到十七节说，彼此他们去伯利恒看所成就的事，就是主所指示他们的。
So they said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that had happened, which the Lord has told us about."
他们真看见了约瑟、玛利亚，还有一个婴孩，真是卧在马槽里。
And so they found Mary and Joseph and the baby.
这是真的。
That this was true.
对他们变成事实了。
And so it became real for them.
然后就开始把这个天使论说他们眼睛看见的事传开了。
And so the word about this child that they had seen with their own eyes and heard with their own ears, they told other people.
你注意到吗？我刚刚讲到，在天上每个人都每一个活物都知道上帝是谁。
So in heaven, everything in heaven knows that God is king.
但是上帝并不满足只在天上作王。
But God is not satisfied being king in heaven alone.
他盼望他所造的人，他的形象也能够由衷的敬拜他。
He wishes those of us who bear his image to worship him from the bottom of our hearts.
所以当这个天使论这个孩子事情透过牧羊人该别人传开的时候，
And so when the story of Christmas was told by the shepherds,
人开始加入敬拜的行列了。
The people entered into the choir of praise.
把耶稣基督降生和他的目的告诉人。
To tell the reason why Jesus came to this world.
在这种时候，那种荣耀光芒的上帝的本性就在这个婴孩身上彰显了，因为人开始称颂他了。
And so that because the glory of God has dwelt in this child, then man could come before him and give glory to God.
我太太今天经常在看一个剧，叫什么 Angel。
My wife likes to watch a TV show about angels.
我就警告她，我说那个天使都是假的。
And I thought, you know, that's a fictional TV show.
如果你真见到天使，你一般的举动是跪的，是敬拜的。
That, you know, if you really saw an angel, you would be terrified and you would fall on your face.
但是就是这样的天使，神说没有把他的形象给天使。
But God did not give his image to angels.
给了谁呢？
Who did he
给了人，给了你我。
He gave his image to you and me.
所以，当人作为上帝形象，由衷的把一切的尊贵荣耀都归给本该得荣耀的上帝的时候
，So when we as humans give glory to God who deserves that glory，
上帝的荣耀就更加的彰显，更加的丰盛。
Then the glory of God becomes more rich and more bright.
天使这个时候就完成任务了。
The angels had done their job.
整个在圣经的历史中，只有新约开始的时候的福音是由天使来传的。
That it was only one time in the entire New Testament where the good news was preached.
从牧羊人开始，都变成人类的特权了。
And the baton was passed, starting from the shepherds to human beings.
我不知道你意识到没有意识到这个殊荣多么的重。
Do you understand how heavy this glory is?
因为星期五在这个圣诞晚会之后呢，我就跟这些飞行员聊天。
And so we invited some of the pilots.
我说你们飞得比较高，跟上帝比较近，你喜欢今天晚会中哪一个？
And you know, I said, you know, as pilots, maybe you get to be a little bit closer to God when you're flying. So, you know, did you enjoy tonight's?
他们中间只有一个是基督徒哈。
And of all of them, only one of them was a Christian.
有一个是第二次来的人这么说。
And so one of them who was here just for the second time.
他说每一个我都很喜欢。
I liked all of it.
不过那个二重唱特别好，他们说 Go tell to the mountain。
And he really liked the duet, the men's duet on Friday night.
他没信主，他也被感染了。
So even as a non-Christian, he was already being affected by the joy of.
所以保罗为什么这样说？他说：“那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的上帝已经照在我们心里。”
Paul says it the best in 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," has shown in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
叫我们得知上帝的荣耀光显在耶稣基督的面上。看到吗？荣耀的光照在耶稣基督的面上的时候，上帝就得充分的荣耀。
So when glory has been given to Jesus Christ, then God also receives that glory.
亲爱的朋友，弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters and friends，
你们今天在奥兰多这个城里，是不是也听见了天使和牧羊人的福音？传递的福音。
Have you heard the good news that has been preached by the angels and the shepherds?
我不知道你会不会像牧羊人传递的时候，第一次听到那些人的那个诧异、惊讶。
Would you also be amazed by this good news?
你觉得他是奇妙的测试、全能的上帝、永在的父、和平的君吗
？Have you experienced that he is the wonderful counselor, Almighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace?
刚刚我们唱这个普世欢腾的时候，有一个就是 A wonder his love, a wonder.Wonder 是一种很难描述的，哇哇哇哇哭。我不知道今天人怎么说。
You know, when we sing, in one of the verses that we sing of Joy to the World, it says the wonders of His love, the amazing, indescribable wonder.
超出了人的想象，无限的上帝竟然成为他创造中的一员。
For the eternal, infinite God to become one of His creation.
太难想象。
It's completely unimaginable.
我们中间有很多人做 IT 的。
So, you know, those of us who are techies.
你可以在你的手机上下载电影、照片、书籍，非常的庞大。
We're all used to, you know, using our smartphone devices to download video and pictures and streaming and all that sort of thing.
都可以放在这么小的一个芯片里。
And so you have all this massive data put into this little device.
大概一个月前那个。中国的百度说你可以免费的拿到3T 的空间，免费的。我还花了钱买了 Dropbox。
And you know, a little while ago, China's Baidu service has announced that you can receive a free 3TB storage service.
哇，哎呦哇
！Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, 太高了 ，maybe 哇。但你真的，你发现就是这还是在创造界里多少的资讯你可以放在里面。
And so this is just an example from the material world that you can, that we can already have all of this data.
当创造的主成为创造界的一部分的时候，多么的奇妙，多么难以想象。
And so all the more amazing and unimaginable it must have been for the infinite God who created the universe to enter into His own creation.
这应该是我们的 wow, 我们的 wonder, 不是吗？
Should this not amaze us?
Yeah, okay. 失败是比较响应快的哈。好，现在这个时候我们要跟另一批人忘，因为成人呢都比较闷，你知道吧？孩子是比较容易忘的。我们现在呢，我们要请我们的儿童诗班带领我们一起来唱这个 Wonder， 从 Jingle Bell 一直唱到什么 ？Yeah，
and so,
Wonder of His Love。
And so we invite the children to come forward and lead us once again in worship.To sing some of the familiar Christmas carols and also in worship of the great and wonderful God.
因为第一个好消息就是关于上帝荣耀的好消息，我们已经说完了。
For the first Noel is that the glory to God in the highest.
等他们唱完之后，我们再思想平安归地上所喜悦的人。
And as they sing, let us meditate on peace to whom He is pleased.
You see, they come in wonder.你需要这个吗？ 够吗？ Number three.Three, four,好，我们所有的儿童都跟他们一块儿的dismiss 了 all the children. 你看到这个 wonder 了吧？小朋友 Charles 和那个 Patrick, if you want to go, you can go with them. 地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And peace among those with whom he is pleased.
显然，天使的信息里面，在他的福音里面，不光关系到上帝的荣耀。
For the message of the angels does not only concern God.
也讲出了关乎万民，甚至跟这个被造的物质世界的关系。
That it is a message that concerns all people and all creation as well.
他说，在地上。平安归于他所喜悦的人。
On earth, peace among whom he is pleased.
地要恢复原来荣耀的样子。
That the earth will be restored to its glorious state.
佛罗里达以后就不会有台风了。
That you know, one day Florida will no longer experience hurricanes nor California earthquakes.
我们非常习惯在每一次的敬拜结束的时候，牧师长老来为大家祝福。
And so. In this church, we have the tradition of the of the pastor or the elder giving the final benediction, the blessing before we leave.
当你注意到这一段，实际是天使给全人类的一个祝福。
And so here the angels are acting as God's ministers, giving a blessing for the whole earth.
我不知道你每次我们祝祷的时候，你想不想那个祝祷的内容？
That when we pray, I don't know if you think about the contents of our prayer.
我有时候有个习惯，会把今天讲到的核心包裹在那个祝福里面。
And my habit when I give the benediction is I try to once again preach the message that I have given. And so often, because often I forget to give you the conclusion.
但是你会思想那个吗？
Do you think of it?
但是玛利亚在这里，你注意，别人只是诧异 wonder， 玛利亚开始反复思想这一切的事情，把它存在心里。
So everyone else was amazed, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
圣灵没有记载玛利亚究竟思想哪些具体的事，就刚刚所记载的这一切事，
她都在思想。The Bible doesn't record us what kind of things she was thinking about.
所以我就自由来选择刚刚，罗伊姐妹带领我们背诵的第十四节，作为玛利亚思想。
And so I invite you to meditate on verse 14 again.
我们要来问两个问题。这个平安怎么样成为一个带来，就是说全地的平安。
So I want to ask you two questions. How is this peace accomplished?
对，换句话说是平安如何成就的。
How was this peace become a possibility here on this earth?
第二个，究竟谁是他所喜悦，是王所喜悦的人。
And whom, with whom is God pleased?
你知道哈，在地上每一个君王为了维护他自己的统治，往往给百姓一些空头的支票。
And we know that a lot of leaders when they're running for office, they often give their people a lot of promises that they may not necessarily.
当然也会给你一些实际的利益。
Or sometimes there are real benefits to being a citizen of a particular country.
包括你经常去迪士尼回来以后，你刚开始很快乐。
You know, if you've ever been to Disney, you know that it styles itself as the happiest place on earth.
但很快就消失了。
But this joy doesn't last very long.
在罗马帝国征服列邦的时候，他说：“你加入我这个国家是很荣耀的，你要有我的护照，就像今天的美国一样，走遍天下很容易。”
A Roman citizen, being a citizen of Rome, was very much like being an American citizen today. You had all the rights and privileges of being part of this massive empire.
美国对上一代的外国人最大的一个吸引力，其中之一是他的本土上很少有战争，这是他的应许。美国不会在本土打仗，打仗全在外面。
And that one of the promises, you know, that one of the reasons why America is so attractive to people is that it itself has no war in its own lands.
中国也正在崛起，成为世界的列强。
And right now, China is raising up as one of the superpowers.
所以我们的主席跟我说，你要有一个中国梦。
And so, you know, so now they're putting out propaganda saying we ought to have a China dream as well.
虽然列强包括过去的美国、今天的中国和现在的一切的，都会该给我们应许说你会有平安，会有富足。
And so, you know, it is part of the job of the government to grant us security and happiness.
是的，我们是在美国的人享受很多在世界上其他的地方没有享受到的外在的富足。
And indeed, we as being in America, we have enjoyed a lot of material goods.
但是内心的平安、喜乐是政府、社会、工作、财富、才能，甚至你的美貌都不能够带来给你的。
But the inner peace is not something that the government, society, work.Wealth, ability, or even beauty can give you.
人往往有一个误区，就是把平安跟上帝完全脱节。
A lot of people think that they can have peace without God.
这是井水不犯河水的事。
They think, you know, I can do my thing and you can do yours.
但是这跟希伯来的文化、圣经中所讲的、圣经中的真理说 shalom 是完全不符合的。
But this is against the teaching of the Bible.The teaching of shalom.
人没有办法得到平安而没有赐平安的上帝。
You cannot have peace without the God who gives peace.
圣诞节的平安，如果你想要的话呢，你必须要 有这位赐平安的神。
For you to have the peace of Christmas, you must have the God who of peace.
不然你就拿一个虚假的山寨版的平安。
Otherwise, what you have is a counterfeit.
任何事情发生的时候呢，你的平安就走了。
Any circumstance can be a threat to that peace.
所以要达成一个永久的平安，你都知道一定要付代价的。
For there should be eternal peace, a price had to be paid.
一方付或者双方付。
Being paid by one or both parties.
在基督教的信仰里头，很重要的就是上帝是那个付平安代价的上帝。
One of the most important tenets of Christianity is that God was the one who paid the price.
当我准备讲章的时候，我就想到这个罗马书的我们非常熟悉的第五章第一节这么说。
That Romans 5:1 tells us.
你们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合，就是跟神平安了。
Since you have been declared righteous by faith, you have been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ.
到第十节的时候说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，我们跟上帝不平安的，却借着上帝的儿子的死，得与上帝和好。
That for while we were still enemies with God,
through
the death of the Son of God, we have been reconciled.
圣父舍了他的儿子，成了平安的祭。
The heavenly Father gave his Son as a peace offering.
基督教是上帝自己付代价。挽回他自己对罪的愤怒。
God himself paid the price of sin, and the price of the, so that we would not fall under the wrath of God's righteousness.
人只要透过信心来接受这个厚礼，就可以得到与上帝的平安。
And it is only through receiving this gift of grace that we can have peace.
这个是跟上帝和好的平安，你没有办法拿金钱买的。
And this peace with God is not something that you can buy in a store.
你没办法靠自己的努力达成的。
Or something that you can achieve by your own work.
这两天收到一个朋友寄的一个平安的卡，是个卡通，看完以后很有感触。
I received a Christmas card from one of my friends that was very touching.
他讲的是一个熊爸爸，然后在圣诞节的时候呢，背了一大堆的礼物，然后往我们家去。
So in the card, it's a picture of a great bear with a big bag of gifts coming to a house.
还是我们在 Ohio 的那个家。
And it was a house much like the house we had in.
因为他从烟囱里熊爸爸进去了，然后出来把这个礼物放在那个圣诞树下走了。
And he climbed down the chimney and he put the gift under the Christmas tree.
你猜那个盒子里出来什么
？So what was in the gift?
一个小熊出来了。
A little teddy bear came out.
其实我这就在那时候，我一看，我觉得这就是圣诞节。圣诞节其实就是天父把他自己的爱子打了一个包裹，就是人的形状，披戴肉身，透过信心的烟囱，我们进到我们心里，然后把我们带出来。
In the same way, the Son of God was wrapped in flesh and given to us through faith.
真的。所以这个礼物是来成就真的和平的。
And this is a gift that can achieve true peace.
这无法把这个小熊只是放在我们枕边哄哄我们，让我们小孩不哭的那种玩具。
But this gift is not just something that we can, you know, that we have with us for our comfort.
因为玛利亚一直要思想，这个小熊就是这个她的儿子，将来要被撕裂的。
That this child born unto Mary would be one day torn.
要付上代价的。
To pay the ultimate price.
他起初不一定明白。
Perhaps she did not understand.
但是在路加福音第二章快要结束的时候，当西面为他祝福的时候，耶稣基督受割礼第八天的时候。
As we read later that when Jesus, when it was time to came for Jesus to be circumcised,
他对这个孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子要被立起来。
”That this child will be raised up.
要做诽谤的画饼。
And he will be a sign that will be spoken against by many.
然后你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
And a sword will pierce your own soul.
我不知道玛利亚那时候明白没明白，圣经在这时候没有说她再反复思想了。
So we don't know how much of this Mary understood.
至少在耶稣青少年期和他侍奉期，玛利亚并不是完全明白耶稣在做什么。
And perhaps Mary did not really understand what it meant for Jesus to be born in this.
还记得他有一次出现的时候，人家说：“哦，你妈来了。”耶稣说：“谁是我妈？谁是我的，对吧？弟兄？”他说：“如果信从上帝话的人，就是我的家人。”
Because we remember one time Mary went to look for him, and someone told him, hey, your mother and your brothers are looking for you. And he answered, who is my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters?
什么时候吗?
No, it is those who obey the will of God who are my family.
什么时候玛利亚开始变成一个敬拜她儿子的人?
When did Mary become a believer?
我们可以佩服我们的儿子, 我们为他们骄傲都可以的,
you know,
让我们拜他, 中国人肯定不干的, 我们拜祖宗是有过的,
those of us,
拜儿子是没有的。
Those of us who are parents, you know, we might have hopes on our children, we might be proud of our children, but it's unimaginable for us to even conceive of worshiping our own children.
但是根据圣经我们知道, 当耶稣基督复活升天之后, 这个玛利亚被刺穿的心, 得了一个平安。 在这个使徒行传也是路加所写的, 使徒行传一章, 他在敬拜人的教会中, 敬拜上帝的教会中。
Because when we skip ahead to the book of Acts, which was also written by Luke, we find Mary again there among the worshippers, worshiping her son.
这个被撕裂的儿子已经复原, 他已经升入高天, 圣灵已经降临在玛利亚的心中。
That this son who had been torn to pieces has now risen from death and has given Mary peace in her heart.
我们教会很多人如果是会有的话, 你都收到我们一个email, 就是我们的宣教士, 我们支持宣教士放大在上一周车祸的时候身亡了。
If you are part of our church mailing list, then you have also received the news that one of the evangelists that we support, Brother Fonda, passed away due to a car accident.
你如果没有在email list 上, 你可以到我们教会的博客, 可以看到我们弟兄姐妹长老们的悼念。
If you are not familiar with who he is, we invite you to our webpage, where many brothers and sisters have left their words of remembrance of this brother.
在圣诞晚会结束的时候, 跟一个牧道友就聊起这件事情, 因为他心中也有一些的难处。
And so I was talking about this with a seeker about this event.
因为他说, 我很难理解这位慈爱的上帝, 把他呼召出来的宣教士, 然后
Because it was hard for him to imagine that God would call this man out to serve him and then take him away from the world in his middle age.
因为至少在中国人的思想里, 这个不是一个平安,
because at least, you know, in Chinese culture, this is not something that they, you know, this is not kind of death anyone.
我也认为这不是平安。
And you know, really in anyone's eyes.
因为孩子刚刚进入 Texas A&M, 我原来毕业的学校。
That you know, their children are just going to college.
夫妻进入空巢期, 侍奉上帝进入下一个阶段,
that you know, they're about to enter into their second stage.
他们的生命也会更加的成熟,
and you know, their life will continue to maturity.
为什么?
Why?
我对这朋友说, 我不知道。
I can only say I don't know.
但是我当时没给他说, 后来自己回家想, 我说我可以确定的一件事情,
but what I do know is,
方达走的时候, 一定是带着平安去的。
When he left with the, in the peace of Christ.
他现在在天父的右边的时候, 是带着平安的。
Now he is living in peace with the Father.
他在上面看我们的时候, 他是平安的。
That he is in peace as he looks.
因为在这个患难中, 正像罗伊姐妹提醒我们的,
as our sister reminds us in this time of great sorrow.
他这样写, 他说, 是的, 亲爱的方达弟兄, 我们还要相见。
Yes, dear brother.
但那是在,
we will see each other again.
那是在天父灿烂的荣耀里面, 在耶稣基督的宝座面前, 我们相见。
In the light of his glory before the throne of Jesus Christ.
我们现在很难想象。
It's very hard for us to imagine.
但到一切都恢复的时候,
that one day when all things have been restored,
我们中间一切真心相信耶稣基督的人,
those of us who truly believe,
那个在平安夜预备要为我们在将来十字架上撕裂的他,
that the one who had been born on a silent night, who went to the cross,
从坟墓里复活的这位主,
and the Lord who came rose out,
给我们有能力,
has given us the power,
无论是顺境还是逆境, 我们都能够享受在耶稣基督里的那种平安, 因为他胜过死亡, 胜过权柄,
to have peace regardless of circumstance, because he has overcome even death itself.
我们可以受到打击, 受到挑战,
We will indeed be challenged and be struck down.
但这个平安，即使你感觉不到，它也深深的在我们里面。
So even if you may not necessarily feel that peace, it is truly in you.
在哥罗西书这样提醒我们，一章的二十节。
Reminds us.
既然上帝借着他，就是耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血，成就了和平 peace。并叫他与万有，无论是天上地下的，都与他自己和好了。
Since he through the blood of the cross has achieved peace, then he has reconciled all things, whether on earth or in heaven, to himself.
灾难、死亡、疾病是一个不和好的象征。
That disasters, disease, and death is symbols of a lack of peace.
当圣诞来的时候，就是圣子来的时候，他要把这一切都挽回。
But Jesus came on Christmas Day to give, to reconcile all things to himself.
真正的平安是什么呢？
What is true peace?
是我们这些得罪了上帝的人。
It's for those of us who have offended God.
在透过信心得到了上帝在耶稣基督的献祭里面的饶恕。
That we can receive forgiveness through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
在这个平安里面跟他和好。
And we can be reconciled to him in peace.
进而进入人跟自己、人跟他人、人跟整个自然的和好。
That we can be at peace with ourselves, with one another, and with all creation.
刚刚我们在唱这个 Joy to the World 的时候说什么 ？Let the earth receive his king.
我们刚才唱这个歌的时候，我们就唱说，全地都称他为王。
因为在那个时候是真正圣经中讲的平安，是一种繁荣昌盛。永远的盛世。
That is the true peace, the true golden era which is to come.
不会是像美国的经济、中国的经济这样的。
It won't be like the stock market with its ups and downs.
是永远的往上走。
That one day we will be going in from glory.
你盼望这样的平安吗？
Do you look forward to that peace?
很简单，凭信心来接受这个 wonder.
The wonders.
谁是他所喜悦的人？
Who are those with whom he is pleased?
他说平安归于他所喜悦的人。
For on earth peace to whom God is pleased.
这句话中文翻译的非常的准确，他说只有上帝喜悦的人能够得到平安，究竟是谁呢？
So only those who are pleasing to God can receive that peace. And who are these people?
从一个方面来说，我们刚刚说了，从人的角度来看，只有真信相信耶稣基督是谁，上帝在他里面所成就的伟业，这些人就得到平安。
Only those who believe God and His great accomplishment of peace can have this true peace.
因为上帝对他的罪的惩罚已经在耶稣基督上实现了。
Because God had the punishment of sin has already been accomplished.
有平安的人是可以带着自己的罪到上帝面前说：“你已经接纳我，我可以坦然无惧的来的。”
And those who have received Jesus Christ can come to God without fear.
这是跟神和好的人。
These are people reconciled to God.
成为神家中的人。
To be part of God's family.
你们是蒙上帝所喜悦的人。
So you are, if you are belonging to that group of people.
但是另一方面，上帝喜悦的人是神所拣选的人。
And those who with whom God is pleased are.
这是从上帝永恒的视角来讲的。
This is from the eternal viewpoint of God.
达拉斯有一个很著名的这个神学家叫 Derek Bach.
So there was a very famous theologian named Derek.
他说第一世纪这个词神所喜悦的人几乎是一个专用名词。
That this with whom the those with whom God is pleased is a very special phrase at the time.
他说是特指上帝把自己的恩宠倾倒在一些特殊的人身上，不是所有的人都有的。
That this is that God pours out his grace on a certain select group of people.
完全基于他的恩典。
And it is his grace alone.
他主权。
And he has the sovereignty.
这让我们在座的人很多人不太舒服。
This perhaps is a uncomfortable thought.
如果你回到第一个角度来看的时候，这就自我中心的这个角度，你永远没法明白这是上帝慈爱的一个旨意。
And those of us who are in our old way of self-centered thinking, it is completely unimaginable.
我将来去哪？去天上还地下？上帝，你要定这事儿。
That God's gonna care about which way I go when I die.
这么大的事，你不跟我商量？
Are you going to make this decision on my life without even consulting me about it?
其实你想想，我们从小到大有多少事情是你自己来决定的？
How many things really in our own lives do we really have a say over?
你能决定谁是你爸爸妈妈吗？
Can you choose your parents?
你为何生在中国台湾？
have you been, have you, you know, can you choose where you were?
爸妈妈，你为什么移民到加拿大？为什么移民到美国？把我生在这里，然后我还是黄皮肤。
You know,
我是很奇怪的美国人。
Can you select your ethnicity or your citizenship?
即使再往前走一步，你自己所决定的事，你一定会快乐吗？
And are you truly happy with the decisions that you've made in your?
多少人结婚了以后后悔了？举个手。
And anyone want to raise your hand saying you regret being married?
多少人上班了以后后悔的？还是小的时候好。
You know, any of you, you know, now are adults working working a job and thinking, man, it was better being a kid.
但你稍微转一个角度，如果你能够从永恒来看这件事情。
But if you look from eternity.
因为永恒是所有的事情都合在一起，上帝把时间作为一个空间轴来看的。
If you look at all of history through God's eyes.
如果你让他来做主，你绝对不会吃亏的。
If you let God be sovereign over your life, it will never go wrong for you.
因为他从起初就指出幕后的事。
Because He knows the way.
你想想，玛利亚做耶稣基督的母亲，是不是玛利亚选的
？Did Mary choose to be Jesus' mother?
是还是不是？
Yes、
不是。
No?
对，当然她是大卫的后裔，亚伯拉罕子孙。
Well, yeah, she,
你我做不了哈，这肯定不行的。
Well, yeah, she qualified on her to be.A child of Abraham and a descendant of David.
但是我们都知道的，第一章里是天使给他说，上帝选了一蒙大恩的女子。
But no, she was declared by the angel.
牧羊人是自己选的做这个传福音的人吗
？Were the shepherds chosen? Did they make their own choice to be the?
犹太人不会选他，罗马人也不会选他，因为他们在法庭上作证呢，什么都不算数的。
Nobody would have picked them to be the first witnesses because their testimony wouldn't have held up in court.
这是上帝拣选恩典的杰作。
No, this was the grace of God.
你如果不清楚自己是否蒙拣选
，If you're not yet sure whether you have been chosen.
如果你还没有信主
，If you're not yet a believer.
我告诉你个比喻，你就看前面那叫信心的门。
If you look ahead, if you're not yet a believer, you see, think of a door.
你走进去的时候凭信心进去的
you will enter that door through faith.
然后你进去回头一看是拣选是上帝为你所预备的
But when you turn around on the other side you will see that it was all God's grace.
如果你已经信主你还搞不清楚这个拣选怎么回事
If you are a believer and you're not yet sure about this whole election business,
你也可以同样的炮制用事后的验证法
You can look in your own life.
你问自己是不是变成越来越以上帝为乐的人
that are you growing in the joy of God?
耶稣是不是你最重要的宝贝
is Jesus your most important treasure?
同样在罗马书第五章十一节说他不但如此我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与上帝和好也就借着他以上帝为乐了
not only are we reconciled to God through Jesus Christ but we can truly enjoy him
一个跟上帝和好的人有平安的人就会 treasure 这个平安
Because if you have the peace of God, you will truly treasure it.
无论外面的情况怎么样
，No matter how things are on the outside,
被别人欺骗，亲人离开
，That perhaps you will be, your friends will be may betray you, even your family may leave you.
还是中了 lottery， 你的平安是不变的。
But your peace cannot be taken away from you.
因为其他的东西都没有这个来永恒。
Because none of those things are eternal.
你不可能回到创世以前问上帝你在定计划的时候我在不在里面
It's impossible to ask God so what kind of you know why did you pick me out of all people from in your eternal
你也不可能等到末世的时候审判的时候要说主啊你把生命册给我看看我在不在里头那时候太晚了
And you cannot look in the book of life to see whether your name is in there that's then it'll be too late
你只能凭信心进入以后来体验
You can only enter through faith at this very moment.
上帝应许是真的。
Because God's promises are true.
往往是在这些熬炼苦难临到我们的时候。
Especially in the times where we may feel that we are suffering.
约翰一书这么说：上帝儿子出现是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
1 John 3:8 says that the Son of God is revealed to destroy the works of the devil.
这是在讲圣诞节。
This is Christmas.
他第一次显现的时候
The first time he appeared,
开始毁坏魔鬼伎俩的时候
he begins to fight against the schemes of the devil.
呼召人开始向谎言、罪恶罢工。
And he calls us to
召人出来。
To say no to sin, he calls us out.
进入上帝的荣耀，进入上帝的平安。
To enter into the glory and peace of God.
你罗马书十六章二十节的时候说，赐平安的上帝快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下。
That the God who gives peace will soon break the devil beneath your feet.
这是在讲末日，耶稣第二次显现。
And that is the second coming, that's the last days.
在我们来思想平安夜的时候，
When we think of the silent night,
我们禁不住要想将来完全的平安的时候，不是吗？
We are also looking forward to that everlasting peace.
上帝在这个期间，在两个显现之前，他用什么样的事情来传递这个福音呢？
And in between these two things, who does he call to preach the news of peace?
当然是在座的你我。
He calls you and me.
我们是人间的天使。
We are the messengers of God.
但是有的时候，神是 wonder 的 God。
And we also see how wonderful God is.
他是很奇妙的神，他会用一些我们想不到的途径。
He'll use ways and means that are unimaginable to us.
我讲完这故事就结束。
Let me finish with a little bit of testimony.
一年前呢，中国的网易公开课程。发现我们第三千禧年的课程，你们中间有很多人去配音的，有我们有好几个人在那边工作。
You know, if you've worked at any capacity with the Third Millennium Ministries, you know about our theological, you know, videos. And last year, the NetEase Open Course discovered our videos.
然后因为我们的制作精良，然后就问我们要版权，我们给他们。
And they saw how good our production values are, so they asked us for the right.
今年三月份上了太古历史创造。
And so, at the beginning of the year, they opened with primeval history about.
引起了创造论和进化论在这个网站上的这个辩论。
And it opened the avenues of debate.
至少在我的脑子里，神学是非常枯燥的，是很难让别人产生兴趣的。
And so, you know, because I felt that.Perhaps theology was a little bit too heavy for people to.
但是中国人饥渴到一个地步，他们在那上面来了解太初有道是什么意思。
But even through such heavy topics that the people of China received what they began to understand what it meant for the in the beginning there was the word.
结果上个星期我收到这个韩国的一个卫星电视台，他们用我们的材料，然后又说要问我们要新的系列能不能。得到我们的许可，我们说可以。
And a while back, I also received news from Korea, who they also used some of our courses in the past, and they wanted permission to.
但是奇妙的一件事，他们从哪里知道我们有新的系列呢？不是从我们网站。
And you know how they got news? Not through our own internal website.
他说从网易。
They got it out of NetEase.
Yeah, 就是136.com, 因为那是网易是中国公开课程做的最好的网站。
Because NetEase is the it's
那边有 Harvard、Yale 所有的这些
视频课。It's the most popular open course system in China right now. All of the you know major schools.
他说：“你们给这个不信主的人，能不能给我们？”我说：“原来就给你们了。”我到他们网站一看，他们的确没有我们相信耶稣基督。
And so, 那些新的。Since this non-Christian organization is already using material, would you allow us?As Christians, you use this.
然后我就在百忙中发了一个 email， 问他们那个网易的人，说究竟你们现在是怎么回事儿哈。
And so then I also thought to ask NetEase for their statistics.
他说上一周我们排名第三。
They said last week the We Believe in Jesus is the third most popular course.
当然，第一是你如何得到性满足哈，那是中国的情况。
the most popular.Is you know how to have a great sex life.
第二个呢是这个儿童不宜哈，对不起。第二个呢是这个这个奥巴马纪念这个 Nelson Mandela 的去世。
And the second most popular was Obama's speech remembering Nelson Mandela.
竟然救赎主是在第三，他们用了一个名字，没有说我们相信，因为太强了，他们用救世主。
And so, we believe in Jesus. They renamed the course the Savior of the World.
接着我再往下，后来过两天一看，福音书快要出来了，是他所有这一周的推荐课程。
So this week they're putting out the Gospels, and then it becomes their recommended, their most recommended course.
难以想象，上帝太奇妙。
God's amazing.
在中国网络这么多的投资做警察的地方，竟然出现这样的事情。上帝是不是一个奇妙丰盛的主？
That at a place like China, we can have the message of God.
圣诞节是不是一个大好的消息，宣布上帝的荣耀在圣旨里面彰显？
It's not the message of Christmas that God's glory is shown in His Son.
平安要在一切信靠他、蒙他拣选的人身上体验。
And that it is shown in His Son.
愿上帝祝福我们。让这个圣诞节成为一个上帝得荣耀。众人得平安的一个美好纪念。
That may Christmas be a time where glory is given to God and the peace be given to those with whom God is pleased.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你爱我们。
I thank you that you love us.
超过我们所思所想。
Greater than what we can imagine.
天使也难以测度。
That even the angels do not understand.
但主，你的圣灵来到我们心里。
But your spirit.
我们就开始明白。
And you've given us that understanding.
你开始感染我们。
You've given us your great joy.
我们不光领受这厚恩。
So that not only will you be recipients of this great grace.
我们开始 go onto the mountain, tell it.
我们去上山去报扬这个消息。
我们中间如果被这个消息所打动。
If you have been touched by this.
如果你还没有信主。
If you're not yet a believer.
你举起你的手为你祷告。
Please raise your hand so that I may pray for you.
接这个平安的神到你的心中。
To receive the God of peace into you.
在你永远的人生中跟他同住。
So that you can dwell with him forever.
有没有这样的朋友？
Is there anyone like that today?
你还没有信主，你愿意来接受。
You are not yet a believer.
这个上帝的厚礼。
Want to receive the great, the good.
上帝的荣耀彰显在他儿子的面上。
Because the glory of God has been shown in His Son.
如果有这样的人举手为你祷告。
Is there anyone like this? Please raise
your hand
so I can pray for you.
有吗？好，感谢主，感谢主。
Thank you.
还有吗？
Thank you.
因为这是一个大好的消息。
This is great news.
从永恒中看，你绝对不会后悔的。
You will not. This is not a decision you will.
还有吗？
Forever.
还有吗？好，我们为这个举手的姐妹来祷告。
Let us pray for the one who.
主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你在万人中。施恩在永恒中拣选，让我们今天成为为你所喜悦的人。主啊，我们真的是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
你把这样的殊荣给了我们。
You have given us the number these people to be saved.
包括今天加入我们的这个姐妹。
Including the one who has joined our number.
我们成为向魔鬼说不、向上帝说是的人。
We become people who say no to the devil and yes to God.
向罪说不，向复活说是的人。
Say no to sin and yes to the resurrection.
主，你帮助这个姐妹在将来的一生中来爱你、侍奉你。
We ask you to help the sister to love you and serve you all the days of her life.
让耶稣基督降生的平安永远在她身上。
That the peace which was given through the birth of Christ be on her forever.
也透过她传给那些需要平安的人。
And be also given to those who need it. Through her.
祷告交托，信靠主耶稣，
平安的主的名。We give this in Jesus Christ, the God of peace.
Amen.
Amen.